Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word,
Alex.
There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships flying off the coast. And they carry the light in the dark of the night, like a whisper in the wind.
Alex.
Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar,
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you so much for joining us today. It is the ninth day of July 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And let me just mention some of the important news that we have here in the stack today. A very important broadcast for you today. Headline, Al-Qaeda threatens war against Iran. That's a mainstream news today, and of course a flashback to a story we put out on May 28th. U.S. government uses Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. This is big news, and we'll be going over it coming up later in the broadcast. Also, Congressman Ron Paul's appearance with George Stephanopoulos on one of the biggest Sunday news shows in the country this week with George Stephanopoulos. We'll be playing that and analyzing it and commenting on the spin that came out there. Live Earth branded a foul-mouthed flop. Top global warming advocate said Jupiter, Saturn, closer to Sun than Earth. Big story out on PrisonPlanet.com. Woman arrested for not watering lawn. Also brutalized by police, they say, the new policy. Actually physically assaulted. One of our people out there, Bet Shalom Ministries, arrested in Terre Haute.
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, the two lay pastors that have been traveling just through 3 or 4 states so far, starting in Colorado, trying to get to D.C. to protest the war and 9/11. They just have little signs. They're very polite to police. They've been detained. They've had CPS called on them because their family comes out every few days during the summer in an RV and visits. Their 7-year-old son was taken. They continued their walk. His wife stayed behind there in Kansas where they kidnapped his son. And now they had gotten in Indiana and were in Terre Haute, the big federal execution center, where the local police are basically feds. And they arrested them. And they've charged them. And they have charged them with failure to ID, because when police walk up and say, I want to see your ID, or you're not allowed to stand here on the street corner. Well, we played clips from Illinois and Colorado and all over the country where cops run up with guns in plain clothes and guns in their belts and mustard stains on their chest screaming at them. I mean, this is the new America, folks. Now, if you're an illegal alien, they've all been told, leave you alone. And I actually have that in the news today, which just illustrates that this is selectively enforced. If they see an American, black, white, Hispanic, doesn't matter. If they know you're an American, they go, this is a cattle. This is one of the dumb ones. This is one of the people I'm allowed to feed on. Okay, this is one of the ones I'm allowed to push around. Any real criminality going on anywhere, though. They're told to just back off and leave them alone. That's the end of the deal. In fact, let me just get into the police state news. I don't get into the international news, the carbon tax news, which they're now announcing. Energy chairman floats carbon tax. They're going to be announcing that today, trying to introduce that in the House and Senate. New Jersey governor passes the toughest carbon tax law in the country. This is from Reuters. Live Earth, of course, is a complete flop. We'll be getting into all of that. Also, Al-Qaeda threatens war against Iran, which we told you about over a month ago. This is from May 28th. U.S. government uses Al-Qaeda to attack Iran. It's now mainstream news. We'll be going over that. Of course, their assets. Of course, Al-Qaeda is going to be attacking. They always attack the New World Order's enemies, whether it's the Serbs, the Iranians. It doesn't matter. They openly work for the globalists. There's no even debate about it. But you've got a general public who doesn't know the difference between a Shiite or a Sunni. You've got a general public that doesn't know anything, so the globalists talk to you like you're three-year-olds. So we're going to be going over all of that coming up here. Before I get into what happened to Beit Shalom Ministries, this is literally the type of story I see every day. And there are a lot of people who deny that we're living in a police state. Well, when New York tries to ban videotaping the cops, you're living in a police state. In fact, I watched video over the weekend where you see some people pull a camera out and they start videotaping across the street, and you see police stomping on someone who's in handcuffs on the ground. And you see from about 60 feet away, clear as day on the YouTube video, the police applying enough force to kill somebody. Believe me, folks, you start stomping somebody, people start dying real fast. People start going into comas real fast. And they are stomping him, not just kicking. There is a direct right foot stomp directly to what appears to be the neck, head, and body area. Stomp, stomp, stomp. Cops run over. They assault the camera guy. They start screaming. Then another camera comes out, and you see the police assaulting and with clenched fist, ramming their fist into the camera person, saying, "Come on." And we can't really play it here. There's so much cussing. The cops are cussing with pleasure. Looks just like gang members in uniforms. Punching the person, punching, saying, come on, bitch, with a bunch of other stuff. And the camera people are backing off going, "Hey, what are you doing this for? Hey, why are you doing that? Stop, stop." The cops go, "That's it, arresting." They take him, slam his head in the wall. They're going, "Oh, yeah, look who's in command now." I mean, you want to live in Nazi Germany, folks, you're going to live in it. You want to be shoved around and treated like a slave, it's going to happen. It's going to happen everywhere. You're going to learn. No matter how much money you got or how fancy your car is, they're getting all the old cops that aren't psychopaths off the force. They're not promoting the people that are normal. They're promoting the shaved head, roid heads, and who they got their black power or their Nazi tattoos. They don't care as long as they're extremists. And they're going to be running things now. You understand that? Good. Glad you do. And then I went and said, you know, let me just type police brutality into YouTube. And there were hundreds of links, new ones. I mean, just where there'd be an old lady and they'd haul off and slug them in the face, or they'd stomp an old man down, or they'd kick some woman in the gut and laugh. I mean, and then now they're getting where they just do it right on tape. They're just like, "Yeah, watch this. Bam, baby, yeah, all right." You're leaving your little celebration dances. I mean, it's getting right down to Clockwork Orange level. Now, these are the type of stories I see every single day. And you don't even usually cover them because it's become so passe. Woman arrested for not watering lawn. But that's not the news here out of KSL.com. That's not the news. The news is they assaulted her. They assaulted her. And I see this in cases all the time where the cops will say, "Well, she assaulted us. She forced us to tackle her, and then that hurt when I tackled her. I'm charging her with assault." In the Christopher Bolin case, that was in the mainstream newspapers, the former American Free Press writer, and I was sitting there reading the articles. It was the police saying it. I mean, it's not like it's my opinion. The cops were saying it. They were saying, "Well, he called the police department saying there were weird men driving around the neighborhood that looked like gang members," and then the cops come up and say, "Yeah, it's us," and they admit they start yelling at him. So he says, "I'm going in my house." He turns around, they tackle him, and then they charge him with assaulting them, saying, well, we tackled him. And so we're charged, and then he was convicted of assault. And then they say, because we tackled him. You see, we've entered a wonderland now of this, and that's what happened to this woman. It says, a widow and grandma spent the morning in jail, arrested for refusing to give a policeman her name when he tried writing her a ticket for failing to water her yard. Now, it goes on to say, he assaulted her. But that's okay. That's what old women are for. I mean, I've got footage in my film, Police State to the Takeover, where the cops went nuts in Seattle and went into the neighborhoods, and I'm talking 75-year-old women, folks, where they're stomping on them with full force, just going, and you hear them grunting, going, I mean, just full power, breaking collarbones, breaking arms, with women just begging, going, no, please. I mean, people just walk out of shops, and the cops just go, with billy clubs. I mean, just putting force into it. I mean, like it's a man, you know, like you're a man charging another 200-pound man with full force in combat and battle. But it's not. It's an old woman. And she's just like, and it's like, and the woman, yes, death to America. The evil is marching. The power is rising. Death to freedom. Death to America. Yes, yes, yes. I mean, this is what we've turned into. I'm on steroids. I'm a big wimp. I was a bully in school. Now I'm a cop. Yeah, 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 yeah. Death to America. I mean, that's literally what we're facing. A widow and grandma spent the morning in jail, arrested for refusing to give a policeman her name when he tried writing her a ticket for failing to water her yard. Now, she was at her front door, and she just went back in her house. Oh, you don't do that to God. The woman hasn't watered her lawn in more than a year, and the condition of her yard violates the ORM zoning ordinance. It goes on, she's lived there for a long time, and she doesn't have the money to water it, and it's, you know, brown grass, dead grass. It's not allowed. I remember the cops arresting Roland Ellingson, veteran, old retired arborist, dying. He was really sick with cancer, and he had colon cancer, and they came to his house while he was on chemotherapy, and they arrested him. He had 3-inch grass. They wanted the property. It was worth $500,000 off 27th Street over there, right off Guadalupe. Premium, premium, premium property. Death to America, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what it's all about. Death to America. They love it so much. It's so much fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, continuing here. Tonight, the woman says she is traumatized and shocked that she was hauled to jail just because she says she can't afford to water her lawn. Betty Perry says, I never thought they would ever do anything like this to a person that is 70 years old. They're going to euthanize you soon, lady. You didn't get the word that they run everything? I've never bothered anybody. I've never hurt anyone. Oh, well, that's exactly why you're targeted, my dear. She says the policeman who brought her home tonight was very courteous, even held open the door for her. Yeah, because that's got a little humanity left. He isn't a death to America. But see, it gets worse as you read deeper. But there were no gentlemen there when she was taken from her home this morning and booked into jail. When Betty Perry heard a knock on the door and saw a police officer standing outside, she never imagined she would end up in jail. That's what happened, though, and I guarantee they did a search of her house, folks. That's what happened, though, when the officer tried enforcing ORM's nuisance ordinance against neglected yards. It shows her yards, just grass. I didn't want to tell him anything until I talked to a lawyer. My son, I wanted to see what he'd tell me to do. I never had any experience before with the lawn ever in my life, she said. As the enforcement officer started writing her, it's a rural area, by the way. See, now they're doing it in the counties. As the enforcement officer, I'm an official, started writing her the ticket, she tried going back into her house. That's when the officer tried to handcuff her for refusing to give her name and resisting the ticket. Oh, I mean, as if he doesn't know he's at her house. It says that she tripped on the steps. Notice how they spin it, but. You read deeper, they've tackled her. He's grabbed her. Oh, she tripped and hurt herself, though. See how they spin it? She tripped on the steps, scraping her nose and elbows. Oh, leaving blood on her door, her porch, and clothes. Perry was handcuffed, fingerprinted, and put in the jail cell. Isn't that some delicate spin? It says he grabbed her and handcuffed her, and she fell on her face. You know how they do when they jump with their knees on your head.
Oh, death to America, death to the freedom. Hell is released. Hail the police. Hail, 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 hail.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis After Alex Jones, 2 to 4, Monday to Friday. Develop the first line of defense kit to block pathogenic infective organisms to give you day-to-day protection as well as infection protection against biological and chemical weapons. Defense tabs block virus and bacterial entry into your tissues. Immunity blocks the tissues by improving your host defenses by increasing your enzyme activity by putting the minerals back into your enzymes and your cells to rejuvenate cellular function. The 3M masks are the best masks in the world at 99.67% of smoke and nanoparticles. All viruses and bacteria are blocked. Defense wipes will kill all the pathogenic viruses and bacteria on contact and are safe for you and your loved ones. So get a first line of defense kit and protect yourself from daily pathogens and from civil defense from biological, chemical, and toxic weapons. Call us at 888-212-8871 or order securely at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or call us at 888-212-8871. Stay well and protect your loved ones today.
This is the most pathetic thing I've ever read, this poor lady. So the cop tackles her, busts her nose, there's blood everywhere, busts her hands open, takes her to jail. Perry was handcuffed, fingerprinted, and put in a jail cell where she sat for more than an hour. I laid down in there. I'd never seen the inside of a jail before. I didn't know how it looked. I was really scared. This is a 70-plus-year-old grandmother, she says. When the police brass learned what happened, she was immediately released. But see, it'll be the young people that'll soon, the next generation that watches 24 and thinks old ladies are Al-Qaeda, that'll be the police chief soon. When police brass learned what had happened, she was immediately released. Armed police spokesman Lieutenant Doug Edwards said every officer in his career has situations where they find themselves getting into at the end of it, and they scratch their head and say, gosh, how did this happen? Today, I think, was one of those days. Clearly, there was some other options available. So they haven't purely bred the instinct out of these men yet, or at least out of the higher-level people, that assaulting old ladies is not good. Because there are several articles on this. I mean, they tore the living hell out of her. Bloody nose, bloody face, bloody lips, bloody hands. I mean, you know, they slammed her face in the concrete. You're going to learn to comply. Okay, let me just continue. That's the noise they make. That's why I make that noise. After being arrested, Perry is now scared of the police. That's why the feds have given him this training, lady. You're meant to be. She says, don't ever say no when the police tell you to do something, including getting in that special van going to the training facility. No. Let me go back to her. Don't ever say no when the police tell you to do something. You better do what they tell you no matter what, even if you don't have anybody to help you, she said. You've got to do what they tell you or they will hurt you. And I know I should support the cops in Seattle when I have them on tape, stomping old women, stomping people walking out of restaurants, and the cops just go, yeah, high fives. Whoa, did you see me do that? I mean, that's why when I read the London Independent back in 2003, just a few months into the invasion, they'd now stabilized things, and it was outside Basra, and it was Marines. And there's just a woman walking with her three-year-old in her hand, you know, holding her hand, and they shoot her with a 50 cal in the head, and they make a joke, and they make a bet. You think I can blow this bitch's head off? Because it was several thousand yards away, and they made their bet, and he shot her, and the head blew right off. And the little girl, it was described by, this is in front of a reporter, and it was described by the reporter how the child stood there with their mother's hand still in its hand. Death to America. Death, 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 death. See, that's the spirit. And by the way, the tanks, the photos, the video of the skulls, 666 on them, the death metal music. Can you imagine these Arabs watching Abrams tanks rolling around with rah, power beast? Rah, 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 rah. I mean, that's the music. We ought to go download some death metal, maybe some... Oh, what's that German band that has that song that goes, Rammstein? I've actually seen that on the news, a tank rolling by playing Rammstein. What's the name of that? Maybe the is the group called Rammstein? Rammstein. In fact, let's hear the Christian army. Let's download some Rammstein. And let's play some Rammstein. Because, you know, Arnold wears Nazi belt buckles on the cover of Time magazine. No, we're not in a police state, America. We're not in a police state, America. No, we should just support whatever the cops do so that the last few good cops are forced out around the country and so the scum can take over. That's how you support the police. And you support the troops by mindlessly agreeing to whatever the government says and just shutting your mouth. Like she said, do whatever they say. Really? Because all over the country, including Austin, Texas, they come to your door and knock on it and say, and it's always the middle of the day, they already cased the house, they already know your husband's working, it's always women because they think you're stupid, and they know you'll comply. You may not be dumb, but they know statistically you comply, and they say, hi, we've gotten some reports, mind if we do a cursory search of the house? Got any firearms? Do you use drugs? And of course, most people go, well, no, go ahead and search. I mean, that's America. From Dallas to Phoenix, to New York, to Seattle. I mean, when I say that the majority of bars in certain districts of Seattle are owned by the cops, it's because it's true. They have actually, as a mafia, taken over. They will have a cop sell another cop cocaine in a bathroom, boom, asset forfeiture, seizure, no trial, no nothing. And they're so corrupt now, they actually hand the bars over to themselves publicly. I mean, we're reaching Mexico-level corruption. Okay, North Korea level corruption. But like she says, I guess when the cop comes to your door and wants to search it without a warrant, you've got to do what they tell you or they will hurt you. The officer was sent to the home for the day and placed on paid administrative leave. Police are not pressing any charges against Betty Perry for either neglecting her yard or resisting the ticket. Now that's because you got a half-decent police chief. That police officer needs to be fired.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the mother of all secret societies, the Illuminati, worships Lucifer, better known as Satan the Devil? Did you know that they are the individuals giving rise to the final world social system described in Revelation chapter 13? Did you know they were the founders of international communism to be the seen enemy of Christianity, to be used to destroy America so that we could be merged into an all-powerful one-world government? We would like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone, riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road. His brain is squirming like a toad. JJ Long Holiday. Let your children play. If you give this man a ride, sweet family will die. Killer on the road.
His brain. Squirming like a toad. I have a New York Times article where they're calling it a grid, a control grid of cameras, London style, to control and watch everything you do. But you're going to be banned from videotaping the cops. By the way, I've seen them arrest people saying there's a law they can't videotape when there wasn't one. Now they've not even passing one. They just say, oh, we have a new policy. You can't videotape us. We are gods. Because they were arresting people for it and they've been losing in courts. So they just say, hey, you know what? We'll just make it illegal. Just like when they walk up to Luke Radowski and others and go, I think you got a bomb in your bag. I know you don't have one, but we're going to say you do, and you're going to spend 30 days in the hole. Now, again, folks, this is tyranny. This is how most countries run. And if you want to live in a third world cesspit, you're going to get to. Coming up in about 7 minutes, we're going to get Beit Shalom Ministries on. They got arrested in Terre Haute, Indiana. Can't walk across America with an anti-war sign, folks. They get detained, stopped, arrested. They call back and they have their children's CPS back home. I mean, they've been through a lot. And this is the freedom. Well, America ain't no police state. Oh, and by the way, dovetailing with all of this, Bloomberg News, speaking of Bloomberg, who's banning videotaping the police and anybody else, U.S. unable to deport most illegal immigrants who commit crimes. U.S. unable to deport most illegal aliens who commit crimes. Ezekiel Lopez already had a rap sheet that stretched all the way to Texas when police said he shot Kenosha County, Wisconsin, Deputy Sheriff Frank Fabio in the head, killing him. Well, they just killed some Dallas cop, a Houston cop, a El Paso cop. In the last 2 weeks, illegals, I know, have shot a bunch of cops. But it's all kept real quiet. See, they're only starting to whine and squeal because their precious illegals are killing gods. Lopez, 45, an illegal immigrant from Mexico, was free at the time of the May shooting after having been jailed for two prior violent crimes. By law, he should have been deported, but federal immigration authorities didn't know he'd been in custody. Sure, they didn't. And state and local police didn't tell them. Sure, they didn't. I had the Houston Chronicle article where it said over 400,000 violent felons released from Houston alone in 2005. 400,000+ aggravated felons released in Houston alone. Why? Because Houston's really 7 million people metro. And there, on Houston's own internal census, this has been in the Houston Chronicle, over 2 million illegal aliens in that one city alone. But we're not supposed to talk about it. It's xenophobic. It's totally sick. The country is completely fried. But this old lady, she can have the cops come to the door, knock, knock. You haven't been watering your yard, Rob. You got a new zone. We've zoned you in. You got to keep it all green and pretty. She's like, I'm going to call my lawyer. Starts turning around to walk up. The cop grabs her, slams her down, busts her head open, and takes her to jail. But hardcore felons raping and shooting and rear-ending people and drunk driving everywhere. By the way, I now have a tape. I'm so busy I haven't had time because the lady brought us the tape. Of one of the big suburbs of San Diego with the literal mayor at a La Raza meeting being griped at. And he says, hey, well, I've told the police not to arrest you for anything, for not having insurance, for DWIs. And it's not enough. They're going, ah. Oh, but you're going to, I got to arrest your employee in your parking lot. He pulled in here looking a little suspicious, so we pulled in after him, and I walked right up as he's got him in handcuffs, and I go, "Are you? Well, we've got a suspended license, I mean, expired license." And I go, "But the illegal aliens, yeah, we're really not encouraged to arrest them. The judges lets them go. Yeah, you're right. We don't like it either. But we're taking him to jail. And we're going to slam this old lady's head in the concrete. And we're going to assault reporters." I watched this video. I can't play it. There's so much police cussing. And the police are stomping one guy. People are videotaping it across the street. Cops run over and are hitting him, going, come on, come on, come on. You got to love that, man. You get to sit there and punch somebody over and over again with both fists and say, come on, come on, come on. And then they've got to sit there and take it. I mean, that's a bully's dream. That's a bully's dream. They get to beat people up, and no one can raise a hand, and no one can, and the cops don't even care now. In New York, I mean, in New York, folks, it is literal mafia. You have not experienced it. I mean, just somebody walking up that hates you. They're rude to people. I mean, there's some cops that are nice, but I've got to say it's about 30-40%. And the rest literally just walk around in these sullen power trips. I mean, it is scary. And the uniforms even look old-fashioned. It's real Nazi-like, and they're just I got a problem, man. I mean, it's just, this is America. And the government's giving them the message, release yourselves. Release your full hate. Let them know we're the boss. Let them know we're going to put cameras up everywhere. We're going to watch your children in schools. We're going to put them in the bathrooms. We're going to track everything you do, but you don't aim a camera at us. Do you understand that, scum? All right, I'm going to shut up because we're getting Beit Shalom on here in a few minutes. And Debbie Morrow hadn't been on in weeks. Millennium Concepts is the American manufacturer of the American Black Berkey system, a new standard in filtration, gravity-fed filtration. They also carry and are the national distributors. You get wholesale pricing, not just on the black elements made in the U.S. and the stainless steel systems, but also on the British, the original progenitors of this system. And it's what I use in the office, what I use at home, what I've got in the bathroom. You know, is at night, I don't want to go to the kitchen to get a drink of water. Got it right there. Just absolutely fabulous system. I add on the special filters that even cut out the fluoride. And, Debbie, thank you for holding while I've been ranting. I'm just very upset we're going into Nazi Germany right now.
Well, actually, Alex, I'm glad to hold and listen to you for a minute because, you know, most of the stuff you said happened to somebody in my family. I mean, both times. You know, my dad one time, when he was 75 years old, a neighbor said my dad was a terrorist, and he got arrested and sat in jail 3 days. Until a judge could release him.
Who was a terrorist?
They said my dad was. And this was before 9/11. My dad was an apartment manager in Los Angeles, and one of his tenants got mad at him, and so he called the police and told my dad was a terrorist.
Can you imagine if you were if you were brown?
Yeah.
I mean, you're white. Can you imagine what would happen? To the brown people, how bad it is for them?
Yeah. And Daddy sat in jail, and I mean, I called the police department, and because my stepmom called me crying her eyes out, and I called the police, and they said, "Well, we know he's not a terrorist, but we can't release him because the law is anytime someone accuses you of being a terrorist, you're automatically arrested." Period.
Well, that's as California has been CIA run since the '60s when they set up the SWAT teams and the intel ops. And they know what they're doing. Oh, my God. Debbie, I've known you for years and never knew that happened to your dad.
My son got a ticket for $400 because before, he's over 21 now, but when he was at my daughter's in Fort Worth, it's a little suburb of Fort Worth, they didn't know there was a curfew, and he walked across the street and two doors down to go buy a hamburger after curfew, not knowing there was one, and he didn't drive. He was walking and had permission to go get a hamburger, and a policeman stopped him and asked him what he was doing out after curfew.
Well, this is what's been happening all over the country, big cities. But listen, Clover Mount, is it? No, this is from 1999, and I've got to go back to memory. Is it Clover Mount? No, it's Cloverport, Kentucky, banned adults out after 10.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, and it's a good-sized town.
Crazy. Anyway, but back to Berkey water filters. We are all affected by our water, Alex. And that's something that we need to take control of in our
lives. By the way, I want people to type into Google, Debbie, Nazis in fluoride, because people never believe this because, you know, movies made fun of it and Kubrick made fun of it, all part of propaganda. But I have UT studies where they pioneered it in the 20s and 30s that it was a toxic sedative. And then there are Pulitzer Prize winning one book on it from World War II that was Pulitzer Prize winning several others with the actual Nazi documents, but people can Google it and find the scans online. Just say Nazis and fluoridation. I want people to read so there's no more debating. The government is criminal. They're poisoning you. You must get the filters. Go ahead, Debbie.
Oh, yes, absolutely. The government is poisoning you, and fluoride is one of the biggest tricks. And one of the worst things I've ever seen is on the grocery store shelves, they have water with a picture of a baby on it with pink labels.
Special fluoride. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Oh. And yet, there was a study, if you go to the I think it's worldnetdaily.com, and you go back about a month or so, there was a thing in there about how
Even the federal government, because of all these studies, says don't give fluoride to a baby. Yeah.
To a baby, and be sure not to put it in the baby food when you're mixing baby food, but they're selling fluoride water on the shelf.
Well, it's special. It says with fluoride and other nutrients.
And it's poison, so please, people, don't
do that. No, it's not. No, the government's good. How dare me get up here and tell people to buy at wholesale prices, high quality, made in America or Britain filters. Drink your I'm so evil. Like, I've gotten criticized for daring to tell people not to drink their fortified vitamins.
You bad boy.
Well, listen, you not only have the sports bottles, which do 600-plus refills just to make the water safe. The big units make it clean down to non-detectable levels, purified. But you can get a $35 value free with the sports bottle. The big elements on these great sports bottle systems, I always give them as gifts. You've also got a deal where you can get five of them for $99.95. That is just massively off, folks. You can't get three filters for that. You're basically getting two filters free. But you've also got two different flashlights, or are you guys still offering that? The two different flashlights, depending on which deal you get, one of the flashlights, special LED, like $30-plus flashlights free when you get a Big Berkey. Are you offering that, Debbie?
We are. We're still offering it. We're fixing to eventually not get the flashlights anymore. So if anybody wants those, they need to call in and get them ordered now, especially the headlamp one. I know, you know, a lot of times you need to have your hands free, and we have a real good headlamp one that straps around your head, and it's got a real good LED light on it with, different controls. So that's a real good one. And when we run out of the flashlights, we will not be having them anymore because the source that we got them from raised the prices to where it's ridiculous.
Basically, you're getting what? One of the lights you said was $29.95.
Right.
And then the other was like $35-something. Uh-huh. You guys are paying like more than half that actual price. So this is a really good deal. These are really powerful, nice LED. I mean, these are the high-powered ones, the ones that just go forever, basically. You can get that when you get the $199 model or the $249 model. They got a bunch of different Berkeys. Give Debbie a call, 888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com and tell them which free gift you want while you're there on the site with your order, 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com, or order at infowars.com and say whether you want a flashlight or sports bottle as your free gift, or you can order those individually at infowars.com, berkeywater.com, or 888-803-4438. Debbie, it is a small world. Everyone is learning. Your son, your father, everyone's getting caught up, but none of us talk to our neighbors. None of us know the full extent, just like in Nazi Germany or just like in this country with sterilization. It's going on all around us, but we just don't know about it. And I'm sorry that I'm freaking out, yelling, and screaming here on air, folks. It's starting to get to me. I mean, this stuff is just out of control. Debbie, good to have you on. God bless you.
God bless you, too, Alex. And also, we are having a little trouble with our phone lines from all the rain, so please leave good messages if I have to call you back.
Okay, take care,
Debbie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
888-803-4438. Okay, so they're putting up federally controlled cameras in, quote, control grids. See the term? That's because it's a Pentagon term. Okay, they design the roads, the cameras, they run it all. It's all Pentagon-run. They directly work with the foreign banks. Okay, it's not our government, not our media, not our culture anymore. It's been taken over. The illegal aliens are above the law. I just read that Bloomberg article. And here's a story from 9/11 blogger up on PrisonPlanet.com. Papers, please. Brother Elliot, Beit Shalom Ministries, arrested by Indiana police. And it goes on to say, that's Raymond Schwab and Elliot Nash have, and we're going to be posting that video up there on the site. And here to tell us what happened, in fact, which of the two pastors do we have on? Elliot, tell us what happened to you. Tell us about how you just went to court this morning. This happened last week, and then now you just went to court today as evil Al-Qaeda. What happened?
The court this morning, and they said with my charges I would be facing a year in prison possibly and a $5,000 fine. And I told them about what we're doing and talked to an attorney, and they decided to dismiss it. I asked for a motion.
But if the cops would have had their way, they had a sign on the street, they need a year in prison. I mean, they feel good, folks. They send innocent people to jail every minute, and they sleep good. They send them to the lethal injection chair. At least half of them are innocent. Again, I'm for the death penalty, but I'm not for it because this government can't be trusted. Go ahead, I'll shut up.
Yeah, I got stopped earlier in the day yesterday, and they tried to take my camera away, and I wouldn't give my ID, and he just left me there.
Well, I mean, let's go back, because the police state's so bad, like Piranha, they're attacking, but I mean, go back to how it started.
Yeah, like I said, I got contacted earlier in the day by a police officer. He tried to take my camera. I wouldn't give my ID. He left. About 45 minutes later, they sent a sergeant out, and he asked for my ID as well, and it was obvious that I was protesting the Christian support of the war and preaching the gospel, and I said, I don't feel obligated to give you my ID. He called for backup, and they took my camera, they cuffed me and put me in the back of the patrol car, and they actually took my keys, and they drove to our vehicle, which we keep along the side of the road for when we're done walking, and they ransacked the vehicle, took about 45 minutes searching it, looking for incriminating evidence. And then they took me to jail.
Now, you know, you've been blessed so far. You're probably going to run into the really criminal ones. See, there's nothing worse than these guys that think they're good but engage in all this evil. You're going to run into real criminal cops. You're probably going to get some drugs planted on you. Just be prepared for that. But please continue.
Well, blessed are we when we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, Jesus said. So I went to jail. Spent about 4 hours.
Well, let's stop right there. I'm going to hold you over. Specifically, were they having pleasure taunts in the car? Were there any celebrations of evil?
No. They just left me in the patrol car, and they were talking and thinking what they were finding in the car, and they were actually behind the patrol car. And
so they didn't do any victory celebrations, how they were stabbing America directly in the heart? Because a lot of times they do a little celebration. Okay. So at least there was no celebration at the destruction of America. Usually there has to be a little victory dance, like in the end zone on our corpse. Stay there. Well, I want to hear all about it. Did they erase the tape? Did you get it back? Do you have the Lords on video? We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burned.
That's right. Don't worry. History always shows that scum fails in the end, collapses of their own parasitic evil. Just keep letting everybody know how evil you are. No amount of cop shows on TV, no amount of 24, no amount of propaganda can sell your bull. Not your fake global warming garbage, not your amnesty propaganda, none of it. You bet I'm angry. I'm sick of it. Every one of us should be really upset, folks, that everywhere Elliot Ness and Raymond Schwab go, very polite, not confrontational. In small towns everywhere, they'll just stand on the street corner and preach. And, man, they run right up and arrest them or detain them or take their camera, punish them by finding out where their kids are at and taking them. I mean, and saying, I can charge you with felonies for videotaping me. You want to see the police state we're in. This is not a free country like it used to be. And once you go over the edge, you drop. Don't you get that, people? You don't stop once you go over the edge. You sink right to the bottom. All right, describe what happened. When are we going to be able to see this video in between you being arrested and all the rest of this? When are we going to be able to, or did they erase that video? Did you get the video back?
Unfortunately, when they gave me back the camera as I got booked out of jail, I checked the tape, and they rewound it. They're, on the tape now is about a split second of me walking up to them, and then the lens cap is on, and you can hear the CB radio and the patrol car, me in the back seat, and the officer. So it's obvious that he rewound the tape and recorded over it because there's no way I would have had control over it. So we can prove that they've erased it.
I can't believe it. And then they take your property and destroy it. They just, pure evil, folks. And once they start, it doesn't stop. We're going to have to go through Nazi Germany, folks. You're going to have to experience it. There'll be so many cops later that cry their guts out wishing they wouldn't have helped them destroy the country. Just go ahead, Elliot. Please continue then with what happened.
Yeah, like I said, I just spent about 4 hours in jail. It was actually a blessing. I got to tell people about our ministry and about the Lord. And one of the cops in there, a sheriff, was upset. He was a Christian as well, and he actually went out of his way to go to my car, which was impounded, and he broke in and got my ID out. And fortunately, I didn't have to spend a night in jail, and I went to court this morning.
So there are still good people. We need to make that point, but the system is wicked. This is the proof. You guys just walk across the country and are literally going through like a pilgrim's progress of assaults.
Yeah, we literally get stopped sometimes 3 times a day out on the road. But
you need to go back before you leave and videotape the police department, videotape what happened, because I want to take clips of this at least and put it on the web, but you know, I may still make a film about 9/11 truth, or at least part of a film about it. I'm not sure though. There may be things that are even more important to the fight for the Republic, but I think your case in point regardless needs to be told.
Yeah, and just a couple days ago we had a video we posted. It's on our website where Brother Raymond was stopped, and the officer got in his face. He started stepping on his sign, and he said, "It's my right to protect you." And he wanted to force him in the car and drive him and drop him off out of the county. So
it's my right.
We literally deal with this every day.
God, they literally just, it's a spirit. I mean, it really is a spirit of evil, folks. It's upon the land.
Yeah, our battle is not flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual hosts of wickedness, principalities, and power.
Well, I don't know how you're right. So calm, man. It just literally enrages me. I literally am just enraged.
I'm very upset as well, but I mean, the only way we can overcome this evil is through good, to be humble, and to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us. So.
Yeah, well, there's other cases in the Bible, too, where people aren't humble, but there's a time to be humble and there's a time for war. And I'm not saying it's time for war, but you know what Moses did there in the mud pits, and I'm just getting sick of it.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.